The Missouri Sports Hall of Fame got a local member this past weekend. Odessa High School football coach Mark Thomas was inducted during a ceremony on Sunday in which he accepted one of the state's highest athletic honors. Thomas has won multiple state championships as a player and a coach. The first came in 1974 as a teenager in Boonville, and the most recent as Odessa's head coach in 2019. It was humble beginnings for Thomas in the 70s in Boonville, when his long list of accomplishments began with a state title as a player, and that experience set the stage for the rest of his career.
You know, that year had a huge impact on me, put me on the path to becoming a coach. You know, Gene Reagan was our head coach, and Ken Brumley was their assistant coach. And I really developed a pretty close relationship with Coach Brumley. He coached the running backs, and he really pushed me and got me to, you know, I was always a pretty good athlete, but he was the one who kind of pushed me to get better and not be satisfied with just where I was. When I was a senior in high school, I decided I wanted to be a high school teacher and a high school football coach.
Fast forward to the 1990s. Thomas had a chance to come back to his alma mater and coach for Boonville, which turned out to be a good idea as he won a second state title with the Pirates, this time as head coach in 1998. An experience he still believes is the best.
When I look back on my career, that year is still the highlight of my coaching career, because being able to go back to my alma mater and do the same thing that as the head coach that we did when I was a player, I just don't think it can get any better.
A few years later, Thomas found himself in a different town, but with familiar results. As head coach for Kearney, the Bulldogs took home back-to-back state championships in 2002 and 2003. Now he is stationed at Odessa High School, where he has already won a state title as head coach in 2019. How did he get to Odessa? While coaching in Belton, Thomas thought about his time at Odessa years before, and as luck would have it, that is when the head coaching job became available months later. Thomas has been there ever since.
We were driving across the state one Saturday afternoon to St. Louis, and I was coaching in Belton at the time. And Judy said, "Have you ever thought about going back to a smaller town, smaller school?" And I started thinking back on it, and I thought about my earlier years at Odessa, my years at Boonville, and I started thinking, you know, those were really pretty good years. And lo and behold, the head coaching job opened up at Odessa about a month later.
The secret to his success?
You know, it's just being able to take all those experiences and use them to make myself a better coach. And I think, obviously, good players make good coaches. I work really, really hard at my job. I'm still doing it. This is my 41st year coaching. It's my 34th year at the high school level. Obviously, I could retire if I wanted to, but I don't. I don't want to. I feel like I'm doing my best coaching right now, and I want to keep doing it. And I think that's part of the problem. Probably the answer to that question is my passion. The passion, you know, the thing that has always driven me is I want my players to have the same experience I had my senior year of high school.
This award was only a dream at one point for Coach Thomas, but is now reality as he remembers all of the icons he grew up hoping to be like.
You know, it's an honor that I never dreamed I would ever be able to reach. Because I look back on the coaches that I looked up to when I was young, guys like Pete Atkins and Paul Martell and Doug Potts, Bob Fairchild, and, you know, Ted Chitwood. You know, all of those guys I looked up to when I was a young coach, and, you know, I always wanted to hopefully, I just hope that maybe one day I would kind of maybe be able to be mentioned in the same company. And being able to make this, I feel like it kind of does that for me.
He isn't ready to retire just yet, as he believes he is at his coaching apex right now. Whatever Thomas wins next, he might need some more shelf space. For KMZU News, I'm Nick Sadowski.